It's another edition of the Hick Chick Chat here on precision.agwire.com. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, and today we're going to talk with our friend Randy Krutz from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Association or Alliance.
Alliance.
Ah, see, I screw things up on occasion when I try to go from the acronyms. But anyway, Randy, tell me a little bit about, you guys have really been promoting the farmer lately, from the farmland film to now we're to the faces of farming and ranching. Tell me what that was all about.
Well, we do see ourselves in a very unique position and opportunity in that as a consumer-facing organization, meaning that every day we try to do things that reach the U.S. consumer, the non-agricultural consumers, that we have the unique opportunity to put the farmer's voice out in front from a storytelling standpoint and from a dialogue standpoint, and truly from a media effort as well. So from programs like or efforts like Farmland, our documentary that launched this past summer, where we have six young farmers and kind of their stories. We also have a program called Faces of Farming and Ranching, which is an effort where we, in a nationwide search, end up with four farmers that really become the national spokespeople for agriculture with national media. And certainly there's so many people out there that are speaking for agriculture, and that's great. We just put our efforts from a national media standpoint around these four individuals to tell the story of whether or not, you know, if we have a beef producer, pork, dairy, crops, vegetable crops, whatever it might be, that we get those four individuals, you know, if an opportunity comes up on CNN or the New York Times or the LA Times. These are generally the four people that we look to first to have their voices heard for American agriculture.
Now, you had a voting competition, of course, it ended early in the week, and you're going to announce these winners next week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. Tell me a little bit about how you went about selecting the individuals.
Sure. Well, first of all, we allow everybody to apply that wants to apply, and we get dozens and dozens of applications. I'm not sure of the total number this year, but we kind of weed that down by looking at their videos, you know, getting an idea of what their social media footprint is. So we're able to go out, of course, and look at Twitter content and Facebook content, and all along the way, we have connections to many of these people, so that our funders perhaps have brought the individual forward. When I say our funders, for instance, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or the Pork Producers, or the United Soybean Board, might bring a member forward as a potential Faces of Farming applicant. And then we kind of just hone them down from there. And then ultimately, once we get down to eight individuals, the process becomes pretty locked from a standpoint of looking at their videos. We do a farm visit. The current Faces of Farming, the four individuals that have served the last 2 years, do an interview. And then our communications committee here at U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance actually makes the final call based on all of those things. So it's a weighted average of information and from how many views and how many votes they have online to how their interviews went to just a number of things as we hone it down to ultimately the four spokespeople for the coming year.
Well, this year you have eight. That's going to drop to four based on all of the requirements you just talked about. Can you tell me a little bit about each person, or should we go through them and kind of talk a little bit about their backgrounds?
I really try not to get too close to this, and obviously that we have so many organizations and individuals that weigh in across the country on these individuals that I just, you know, all eight are my favorite. I wouldn't be able to hone it down any further than this. I think, you know, we're pleased that we have both a geographic and a bit of a demographic variety and some diversity from, again, you know, beef and dairy and pork and crops and vegetables and you know, clear out to the West Coast, to the East Coast. We're very pleased with all those things. So, you know, and again, the social media side is important today. Everybody knows that it's a key way to get to consumers. We want people that end up with this role to be comfortable not only in front of a camera or on a radio interview, but also being able to be in those social spaces on a regular basis.
That's absolutely perfect. And of course, you know, you don't want to get too close to the people, you know, too far ahead of time. You don't want to influence that vote or sway it in any particular way. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, we've kind of touched on the surface of what you guys are doing at USFRA, but let's talk a little bit about how important it is in today's society and really get some good messages to our consumers.
Well, the we know that, you know, from 4 years worth of research that consumers trust farmers. We also know from that same research that there is not a high level of trust on how the food is produced and raised off of these farms. There's not a good understanding of what a family farm is and the contribution that family farms make to our food supply here in the United States and around the world. We're always working on those things. We're working on difficult issues like, you know, animal welfare, and we're talking to consumers about the use of antibiotics and GMOs and the important role that pesticides play in crop production. So it's a lot about modern agriculture. There's so much information that gets out there that where that gap has existed and been created over the last several generations, where marketing organizations or food brands have very effectively filled that gap with not always with realistic information, and sometimes even a little bit harmful, if not very harmful, to traditional and production agriculture. So that's our role day to day, is to make sure that when you hear something from Chipotle or perhaps Whole Foods, that we're out there trying to keep that information in check and challenging those organizations to make sure that they're telling consumers or giving consumers accurate information about their products and about the products perhaps that they don't sell in their stores.
Now, as far as that goes for this challenge, and of course these faces of farming and ranching, they're going to be quote-unquote ambassadors to the rest of the world. How important is it to really sit down and make sure the message is similar, maybe not the exact same message from a pork producer to a dairy or beef or even a crops person, but how important is it for, as a whole, to have a really good, strong, consistent message?
Well, I tell you, our position on this would be more about the emotional connections. There's certainly value in delivering messages that, you know, help consumers understand how your food is produced or raised. But overall, we're looking to have that emotional connection. That's why we generally approach this with storytelling and dialogue, and really try to connect with the individuals that we're talking to. And sometimes that's difficult depending on the venue, but we try to do it in every program that we have. Next week, we're going out to New York to participate in an event with the New York Times. It's called Food for Tomorrow. And we're delighted to have the opportunity to be there with a panel discussion, but also we're going in front of people that won't necessarily at all see things the way that we do. So it's important not to get confrontational. It's always the best path to make sure that we can all kind of talk about food production together. And what we usually, I feel like whenever our farmers get out there and have those kinds of conversations, that agriculture as a whole wins. And, you know, that's a big piece of who U.S. farmers and ranchers are.
Well, Randy, we want to reiterate once again, the voting is closed for this amount of the faces of farming and ranching, but the winners will be announced next week. Tell me a little bit about how that's going to work.
Yeah, on the afternoon of the 12th, so I believe that's Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll have a press conference. We'll be coming out of our board meeting, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers board meeting there in Kansas City, and then we'll go off, a few of us will go off to this New York event I just talked about, and a few will stay behind to launch the Faces of Farming and Ranching winners at a press conference at the NAFB convention next week.
Well, it's a very exciting time. I know that we will definitely have some presence there, and we'll announce those winners here on our websites, on the ZimCom pages. But thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and love to tell the story of agriculture in a great way.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks so much.
He is Randy Krutz with the USFRA. It's the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I'm Leah Guffey, the Hick Chick, here on precision.agwire.com. Don't forget to follow along in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter.